Welcome back into the program. It's Wednesday, and we are heading toward week 12 of the college football season. We're now deeply planted into the month of November, and that is a time, or has been a time over the last few years, when a lot of college football's questions have been answered, and it has been an interesting November already. Last week we saw Oregon go down to Stanford, shaking up the BCS race, and now Alabama, Florida State sit atop the standings. Ohio State comes in third, followed by Stanford and Baylor. And I bring in the college football professor now for his weekly segment, and we're glad to welcome him back to the program. And I know that you definitely looked at those games last week, and we had three big games, or two big games, LSU, Alabama, Stanford, and Oregon last week. And what were your thoughts on those?
Well, you know, they were three big games. I guess you could say, Jacob, that we've been, the old college football professor has been waiting for some answers to some quizzes. And we were waiting for these big games as we looked down the road. And two of them took place, LSU and Alabama and Stanford and Oregon. Of course, Florida State and Clemson had theirs had already taken place earlier. And in each of these critical games, Jacob, wouldn't you say that the teams that won decisively? It wasn't in all three of these what we might call turning point games, were all won easily.
Oh, I think Alabama 38-17. Stanford was 26-20, but I think the score, as I put it the other day, the game was a 6-point. Final score was a 6-point score. The game was not a 6-point game. Stanford won that one decisively.
And I guess you could say that the default in the whole system is the fact that Stanford lost to Utah, so that puts one of the leading contenders in real trouble.
No, they did, and that it really hurts them now, because I believe Stanford would be sitting in that second spot and have some considerable distance between them and the next team had they not lost.
Well, I guess you could say this, and maybe there'd be others, but the anticipated, at the beginning of the season, Georgia-Florida matchup, I think it never got off the ground.
No, it didn't. It didn't. And it was a really hard game to watch, and I watched most of it.
And Ohio State just never has gotten on level playing ground. I don't guess they will.
You know, Ohio State, they were ranked, I believe, number two early in the year in the coaches' poll, and they just slipped off the map. And and that's what happens in this world of perception. When you slip, you'd get punished, and they are now trying to rebuild their perception.
You'd also have to say that, Jacob, that we'd also anticipated the Alabama-Texas A&M game. Of course, it took place in September.
Right.
Now people have forgotten that, so to speak. But that was one that we looked at as being one of the pivotal games for deciding who's going to be the best team in the country.
No question.
I guess we've come down to the fact that the BCS, we have Alabama, Florida State, Ohio State, Stanford, Baylor, and maybe Baylor's kind of slipped in the back door, and maybe Oregon. That's kind of where we are now, and those who are right on the verge of the, of the national championship game. I was going to look at five teams, Jacob. I start with you. That they're in this mix, and one of them's not, just kind of saying how teams fared that we thought might fare well. And if you looked at Ohio State, Alabama, Florida State, Texas, and Oregon, I'd have to give Alabama, Ohio State, and Florida State all A's, and I'd give Oregon a B, and I'd have to give Texas a C. You might give them worse than that, but they have at least had some good success this year.
Yeah, well, Texas has certainly turned things around. We'll see if they can keep it moving, because they've got some pretty interesting games upcoming. What about any games last week that you found interesting?
Well, the games last week, of course, Alabama and LSU, that was quite a game, and Alabama won that decisively. Of course, we got to go back a little over a week to remember the Stanford-Oregon game.
Right.
And then I think the Virginia Tech and Miami game was quite an interesting eye-opening game.
Yes,
But now we got to move forward now, don't we?
We do, but I think you're right. I think Virginia Tech now is securely locked up that well, for the most part, that Coastal Division. And it's going to be interesting to see Bud Foster's defense try to play Florida State in that title game, but I don't trust Logan Thomas to make the play, so that's why Florida State won't have much difficulty with him. Houston is at Louisville this week in an interesting game. Does Louisville have any they have any trouble there?
Well, yeah, I think they will. It's kind of interesting that everybody was giving Louisville that conference, you know, just it's theirs. All they got to do is take it. And really, Louisville and Houston might be playing for second place here, and it might be a very competitive game. So we'll have to wait and see. Louisville might not be anywhere close to the team that we thought they were. We're still trying to figure out why they are rated above Central Florida, who's got a higher they're rated higher in the every other way and beat them head to head. But who can figure that out?
UCLA and Washington. This is an interesting game against two teams that are in the Pac-12 North and South. They have been knocked around by the top teams, but they are right. Still decent programs.
But Jacob, wouldn't you say that this is a game where both these, teams were trying to regather the kind of momentum they used to have and move back into the big picture and so forth. And this might be a very big game, but which one of them is going to still remain standing, so to speak?
Oregon State and Arizona State, another Pac-12 showdown between two teams that want to win.
All right, and Arizona State, this means an awful lot to them, I think, because they still have a chance to win that whole thing out there. And so it's a critical game for them and very important to Oregon State.
Stanford plays at USC, and a lot of people are calling that the game of the week. Stanford, they played very well last week, but you wonder if there's a little bit of a hangover effect, and Coach Orgeron has had USC playing at a high level. I do think it benefits Stanford, though, that they've had 9 days to prepare for this game as opposed to only a week.
Right, right. This could be a very difficult game for Stanford, but nonetheless, I think, Jacob, don't you think that Stanford, because of their style of play, they could eat into the USC's lack of depth here, and that could make a difference in the game?
It could happen, that's for sure. Oklahoma State at Texas, and we were talking about Texas a few minutes ago and how they've turned things around. Well, this is one of those contests, though. It's a step up from West Virginia, that's for sure. And I think at home, Texas is going to, if they're for real or if they're fake, I think it'll be determined in games like this.
Well, how many more must games does Mack Brown have to face? You know, he's survived so far, and it's just really intriguing. So this would be I don't know that if he loses this game, it's going to put him in any worse condition, because he's now won, what, five in a row or something like that. But if he were to win it, I think it's really going to enhance his strength.
Tomorrow night, Georgia Tech plays at Clemson. This is the Thursday night game on ESPN. Clemson is clipping right along with the only loss coming at home to Florida State, but something tells me Georgia Tech could give them fits tomorrow night.
I think it very well could happen. I just wonder if Georgia Tech can get enough scoring to keep up with Clemson. Georgia Tech will cause Clemson plenty of problems and headaches, and it's probably already caused them that as they prepared for them. But I just wonder if Clemson, were to get in a track meet with them, if Clemson wouldn't have more firepower.
Texas Tech is playing Baylor and Dallas. This game is 6 o'clock on Fox. It's a big game. Both teams have a lot of firepower on offense. Baylor is actually high in some defensive categories. I think they will win this game, but I think Texas Tech can keep it close.
Yeah, this is a very important game to of course, Texas Tech, you know, after losing two straight, this could kind of put them on a downward spiral that they wouldn't recover from.
Nebraska has seen some interesting finishes as of late. They were able to escape the Big House and hand Michigan its first loss in several years at home last Saturday. They host Michigan State this week, the Cornhuskers do, and I think this is going to be a very intriguing game. Michigan State's defense is not giving up much.
This is a tremendously important game to Michigan State. And this could make them not only a pretender, but a contender for the Big Ten. And so I think it's a real critical game for them. Even though Nebraska won last week, I still have a hard time putting any confidence in Nebraska. I don't know about you.
Florida plays at South Carolina, and Florida, as we talked about, is on a disastrous run here as they were pounded by Vanderbilt last week. And I don't think it gets any better this week, although I think Steve Spurrier will show a little bit of respect toward his former program, but he can pretty much name his score.
Well, I think Florida's going to ask NCAA for a special ruling that they can play some of the people that they've got committed for next year. Let them just come on in and play because they're so short of players. And the way the NCAA does things, it wouldn't surprise me if they wouldn't have let them do that. But they're just so shorthanded and so many injuries. It's a pitiful football team for such a great program.
Alabama will travel to Starkville to play Mississippi State in an SEC primetime game on ESPN. Last week, Alabama was in primetime against LSU. This week, while ESPN will be there, not quite as high profile, and you have to wonder if the Tide may be going to suffer from a hangover effect.
Well, you know, they could, but for some reason, I got an idea that they're going to rely on their talent and business as usual and play at a pretty high level. And I think Mississippi State's going to give them some trouble, but I think they'll pull away from them.
Well, the game of the weekend is going to take place in Auburn, and, of course, it has a lot of SEC implications for both the East and the West, but most importantly the West. If Auburn can win this game, it will set up a winner-take-all situation in the Iron Bowl in a couple of weeks against Alabama. If they don't win, Alabama will most likely, with a win Saturday, get into the SEC championship. But Georgia is also still in the rotation mathematically in the East, but they need a lot of help as well. But Georgia's getting healthy for this game.
I think the thing we will see in this game, and I might be wrong, Georgia has been somewhat inept in a lot of times in with their defense, but I think their defense has been getting just a little bit better as the year's gone on. And so I look for them to be able to come into that game with a little bit better defense than what they've been playing, and they're going to need it against Auburn. And then I think their offense will, with Gurley back strong and Murray, and so I think it's going to be a really good game. I kind of think that Georgia might just win this game.
Well, we shall see. An interesting pick there. College football professor thinks Georgia could beat Auburn. Well, it'll be an interesting weekend. I can't say that there's a game that I just have to see. This is one of those games that lacks a headlining contest, but there are some that I'll be interested in seeing. But I guess we've been spoiled, though, with Stanford, Oregon, Alabama, LSU, and other matchups the last couple of weeks. This week doesn't carry one of those. But as we come to the close of the season, I believe those rivalry games will be well worth tuning in for.
Jacob, think about this. You know, we talk about Ohio State, and they're trying to get in, raise their stock. Their next three games, now these are the official BCS ratings, okay? They play Illinois this week, who's number 84. Then the following week they play Indiana, who is rated number 74. Then they play Michigan, which is their big rivalry, and Michigan is rated number 45. So it's hard to get traction when you've got games with teams that are rated this low in the BCS standing.
Yeah, I wonder if Ohio State's former president, Gordon Gee, he criticized Boise State a couple of years ago, saying their schedule was akin to the Little Sisters of the Poor. I wonder what he thinks of this year's Ohio State schedule. It's interesting. Interesting to think about. We'll be back next week with the college football professor. He joins us every Wednesday, and we will be back on Friday to give predictions for this weekend in college football. I'm Jacob Bunn. We will be back soon.